As leaders, words are our Lego blocks, our raw material from which we are able to create worlds and to paint pictures of futures yet unseen and undreamt of. And yet, we tend to fall into the trap of focusing on the raw material rather than the end product. Words should be the first tool of leadership, a leader's currency, so to speak. Yet, our over-reliance on jargon, buzzwords and clichés have devalued this currency to the extent that it's verging on junk status. As leaders, we need to ask ourselves, what can we do to strengthen our currency? I believe that the answer lies in going back, way back, to the most powerful and effective way of weaving words together, storytelling and stories. Social scientist Brené Brown talks about stories as data with a soul, an image which I love. Stories are the key to connecting with employees at a much deeper soul level. Words, mental pictures, and stories are enormously powerful. But they take work. They need to be created, woven together, thought about, drafted, practiced. Many in leadership positions are more comfortable with Excel spreadsheets, processes, operations, or systems. But the reality is that someone else can do all that. Weaving together words which communicate a compelling story about the company's future is the sole domain of the leader.
This moment of clarity comes from one of thousands of interviews you'll be able to access by downloading the free BizNews.com app in the Apple or Google Play app stores.